we got a great message for you concerning the watchers from heaven. Watchers. You really think that the Heavenly Father knows what's going on planet Earth? You think He's aware? You think that perhaps He's got listeners posted? And you talk about communications in the age of transmitting media, the television, and microwaving and things of this nature. It's amazing what technology has done. But He that sits in the heavens, He knows what's going on earth. He's not blind to the things that are happening. He's got agents that are listening. You know what Scripture says? It says to be forgetful, not forgetful, to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Well, let's talk about angels tonight. Let's go into some context, if you will, and see what we've got going on in the camp of the angelic host. Now, if you go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 21, and the angel sent from Yahweh annihilated all the fighting men and the leading officers in the camp of the Assyrian king, so that he withdrew to his own land in disgrace and went into the temple of God, some of his sons, and cut him down with the sword. So the great Assyrian king was defeated by one angel. This angel, if you will, killed exactly 185,000 of those who were supposed to be mighty warriors. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to show you even more amazing thing. Now think about that. One angel who killed 185,000 men. Let's go to the book of Enoch, one that's not read much. It associates the ones listed in Genesis 6 with the watchers. Now, the word watchers is mentioned twice in the Bible, and we'll give you those scriptures just in a moment. And I, Enoch, was blessing Yahweh of majesty and the King of the ages, and lo, the watchers called me and said, Enoch, the scribe, Enoch, thy scribe of righteousness, go and declare to the watchers of the heavens who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, you have wrought great destruction on the earth. And you shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children or their offspring, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see. And over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace they shall not obtain. That's in 1 Enoch chapter 12, verses 3 through 6. According to the Dead Sea Scrolls, there were only 200 of this larger group of powerful beings called watchers that departed from the higher heavens and sinned. Thus Yahweh restrained these evil ones, as I told you in part 1, 2, and 3 of Satan who rides through the heavens. Matter of fact, he had the run of the universe at one time, like we studied in the scriptures. And tonight we're going to show you the difference between the good watchers and the bad watchers. Now, in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 17, it mentions the watchers that are in the heavens, and we know that they are there for a reason. Well, what reason would they be there for, Pastor Buddy? Well, simply because these watchers are ministering spirits given to guard. The Bible talks about the angels being guardians. The angels of Yahweh shall encamp around about you, it says. And in the fourth chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it mentions again watchers who come from great distances to planet Earth. And so then, we know that in our search for angels, we find many, many, it's 198 examples of angelic watchers and angelic communicators or angelic messengers. That's what the word melech means in Hebrew, messenger from Yahweh. Yahweh doesn't run these errands, but His angels run them for Him. Remember when the Messiah was being tempted by Satan and the angels came and ministered unto Him? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happens with the righteous who are surrounded, if you will, by an encampment of angels who guard you day and night, if you be Yahweh's. Now, the Bible says in the book of Exodus that the angel of Yahweh went before the children of Yahweh to prepare the way before them. That's the angel of Yahweh. In the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 2, "And the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in the flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw, though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up." An amazing thing here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that Yahweh said that His angels would be ministering spirits and His prophets would be flames of fire? So then, Yahweh has got someone looking over you. Each one of us who belong to Yahweh has a guardian angel who watches over us to make sure that we are protected from all harm. You say, well, why does bad things happen to good people? Well, that's for trials and tribulations. Because the Bible says, "For he that contends for the kingdom of heaven must enter in after great suffering at the expense," if you will, "of the physical body of man." But notice this. This is for the perfecting, Exodus 14 and 9. "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud of fire also moved from in front and stood behind them." Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is some type of a vehicle that appears to be a pillar. Remember, it was the Messiah in the first chapter of the book of Acts. And everybody thinks he went up on a cloud. They don't say that. They said he went up in a cloud. This cloud is the same type of mechanism. a chariot surrounded with vapor where the physical man cannot see or behold because it would have brought fear to those who see it. I know I have seen chariots of fire. I have seen Yahweh's angelic chariots, the ones that they ride in the heavens. You say, well, why would they have to ride through the heavens in a chariot? Looks like God could appear anywhere. Well, the eternal spirit, and the Bible said God is a spirit, he has the ability to be everywhere at all times. However, angels do not have that ability. Yahweh informs them when to go and when to come. Now, if you turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 68, and verse 17, you'll see the number of Yahweh's chariots. Remember Elijah? When he got ready to depart this world, the Bible says that he was translated just like Enoch was without death. The only two men in the Bible to be translated into the heavens is mentioned would be, number one, would be Enoch, the one that I just read you here. He was transported into the heavens because the Bible says Yahweh took him and he was not. In other words, he just disappeared off of the earth. Now, it's very strange here that Elijah, the type of an Enoch, which he thought he was the only one that was left upon the earth that remained loyal and righteous to Yahweh, and yet there was 6,000 who had not bowed the knee to Baal. Yahweh knew every one of them. And so Yahweh prepared Elijah by sending an angel. Now this angel just didn't pop out of the ether. He came in a chariot. And Elijah was fed three times by the angel. And this angelic food, whatever it was, gave Elijah the strength and the fortitude to go 40 days without any more food or without any water. Just like the angels that came and ministered to the Messiah, these are ministering spirits now, to the subjects that Yahweh has put in flesh bodies, Elijah being translated. And the Bible describes his translation in a chariot of fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing how the Bible talks about the angels. Look at Exodus 23:20. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Now remember, they got up to the land of the giants. These are the Nephilim, who were offspring of the Genesis 6. These watchers, these angelic beings, who voided Yahweh's law when they were commanded not to mix with man or daughters of man. Yet they broke ranks and came down and they sowed their seed into the house of man. And it produced what is called Nephilim, those who from heaven came, or those who fell from heaven. And we talked about that in part 3 of the watchers that ride through the heavens. Now, again, Elijah went up in a chariot. Now, he just didn't, some little cloud, just he didn't just step on a cloud and go puffing up into the heavens and disappear. It had to be a spacecraft that could travel through space and return back to the planet that the angels reside on. Wherever it is, they reside there. Now, let me give you for some food for thought. I mentioned this briefly in our series of Satan Rides Through the Heavens. I gave you the scriptures where it talked about Satan and his angels being evicted from the first heaven. They were cast down and taken to the deep and restrained by the angel who later came and cut the chain so that they would once again have the liberty to come back to planet Earth and pick up where they left off in Genesis chapter 6. It's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready. We are getting prepared for the greatest event in the history of man since Genesis chapter 6. When it was common for the angelic beings, remember, I read you in the book of Job chapter 3 and chapter 1, where Satan said that he had came and went to and fro in the earth. In other words, he had free reign, and so did the angels. Until they were restricted, and it actually produced a phenomenon that I'm going to talk to you about in just a moment here when I cover the other two men that went into the heaven after the resurrection. They were three, counting the Messiah, that went into heaven after the Messiah's resurrection. Now, who were they? Well, we find that Moses was one of those, and we find that John the Baptist was the other one. And we find that there was a war that resulted over Moses' body. In the book of Jude, we're told that these angelic beings, Satan being the chief archangel, he disputed with Michael about the body of Moses. Now, listen to me quite well here. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something marvelous about a man's body. You are put here to perform in flesh and blood bodies. Now, that body was to have had eternal life, never to die, never to get sick, never to wrinkle the skin, but to be eternally youthful. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful. But Satan, when he sowed the tare into the womb of Eve and produced what we know as a offspring from the serpent in the personage of Cain, and this resulted in the war between the two seeds. The seed of Yahweh displayed through Abel, and the seed of Satan displayed through Cain. Cain had all the characteristics of his father. Abel had the characteristics of his father. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, Adam was the father of Cain and Abel. Oh, no, he was not. Ladies and gentlemen, you must solve this mystery in Genesis chapter 3 before you can proceed into the area of deep thought that I am transmitting from, telling you about the episode of Moses and Satan desiring his body. And I told you in part 3 episode of why that Satan wanted Moses' body. It was because he could become or stay the accuser of the brethren. But the accuser was cast out when he failed to overpower Michael and his angels. He was cast down from heaven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. In Numbers 22 and 22, listen to this. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose Balaam, who was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. Now, notice that. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, or the angel of Yahweh, in proper text, when he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. Now, a little misty spirit don't have that, ladies and gentlemen. This was a tangible flesh and blood being. How did they obtain these bodies, these Theopius-type bodies? When they come into the third dimension, they must be fitted with a body likened unto your body. Now, we know through examples and references that I'm going to give you on the angelic transformation, as they come down into the third dimension, they acquire bodies that look just exactly like me and you. Matter of fact, as the scripture just said, some would actually entertain these angels that were standing in the mist or in the crowd. Maybe you just passed by someone that you got a strange feeling about. Have you ever been in the presence of a person and look into their eyes, and the eyes tell a story quickly, and in a fleeting moment you can see what that person is all about and what that person is seen here to do? These are the things that are so mystifying to flesh people. We cannot compromise the fact into our understanding, because we have been, if you will, we've been demonized by the tradition of the conception of the church age, which has taught us that angels are not real beings, that they're just spirits. But here we find the angel with a sword in his hand. And the donkey saw him, and the two servants saw him, but Balaam's eyes were still closed. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is a miraculous event that happens to most people upon the earth. Not all, but some. The Bible said blindness has happened to Israel. If it wasn't for that, we could see these angels coming into our dimensional presence from the fourth and fifth dimension. Remember Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel all night long, that he looked up above him in the heavens and he saw a big craft sitting up there with a ladder. Now this ladder, of course, didn't go all the way to millions of miles up into the heaven. But this angel had descended from the ladder. A ladder was let down, and the angel came down the ladder, which is appropriate. When we went to the moon, supposedly, our astronauts came down a ladder and touched down on the moon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing would apply to those who created us, because we bear their likeness. Now, if it's so that angels are intangible in third-dimensional body, and the angel, this is Numbers again, let me read on here, 22:24. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it, so that he beat her again. Now this little she-donkey took two beatings from Balaam, because Balaam could not see the angel that the donkey could see. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, neither to the right nor to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, listen to what she done. She laid down under Balaam And he was angry and beat her for the third time with his staff. He just jumped off of her and wailed the tar out of her. This poor little donkey that had eyes to see. And Balaam beat his donkey three times because she lay down under him. Then something miraculous happened. Now, what was it, Pastor Buddy? Well, listen to me quite well here. And then, this is in the 31st verse of Numbers chapter 22. Then Yahweh opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the road with his sword drawn, and he bowed low and fell down upon his face. He knew right then, after his eyes were open. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to have your eyes open to these mysteries. If the gospel is hid, it is hid to those eyes who have never been opened. They can't see. Pray that Yahweh would give you discernment. Pray that Yahweh would give you access to the third and the fourth dimension, that you could see beyond the veil of the physical third dimension and be alerted to those who go to and fro, just like they did as angels ascended and descended in the starship that sat above Mount Bethel, where our father Jacob saw and beheld. And he said, surely the gods are in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, these gods, both good and bad, have access when warranted or when it's the will of Yahweh. Did you know that the angel that's going to lose Satan and his angels, and then the angel warned the inhabitants. Here's what the angel said. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time. And I have prophesied to you that those who are expecting the rapture, that you better first consider the coming of Satan. Now, this will actually be the second coming of Satan. He and his angels were here in Genesis 6. They had the run of the universe, and they had the dominion of the earth. Satan is the god of this earth. This is his last hurrah. This is the last time that Satan will be permitted to rule the earth. And the Bible says he will rule it when he returns. And I am telling you, instead of getting ready for a rapture, instead of worrying about your 401k, instead of worrying about Mr. Obama and the government situation and the bad times that we've got, ladies and gentlemen, you better turn your attention to spiritual matters. And you better do what the Scriptures told you to do, and that is to pray and seek His face. Turn from your wicked ways. And be not partakers of the sins of those who would have your eyes blinded to the reality of Satan and his angels coming to the earth one more time. Notice this. And the angel of Yahweh said to Balaam, go with the men, but speak only what I tell you. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Balak was wanting Balaam to curse the children of Israel. Remember the angel that went before Israel? This is the same one. Not only did he follow them out of Egypt, he went before them, and when he seen someone trying to do harm, this blind prophet, Balaam, if you will, he loved the wages of unrighteousness. He was getting paid to put a curse. Now, he had the power to do it, too. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there are people on the earth that can curse. And there are people upon the earth that can bless. And as it is recorded in the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, along with the 28th chapter, he says, choose you this day a blessing or a curse. And that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. And so it is today that when the angel went before the people of Israel, we have reasons to believe that since Israel has been scattered, that there is an angel, guardian angel. The Bible says you're encamped around, about, with angels. I don't know why we can't get this in our mind. I don't know why we believe that angelic beings are any different from us. They're just a little higher than we are. We are made, and we favor them. According to the Bible, they can eat and drink with you. The Bible says that in the 41st verse of chapter 10, the book of Acts, that the Messiah, after he rose from the dead, after the blood drained out of his body, after the Spirit left his body, that the eternal Spirit raised it up, and that he did eat and drink with his disciples after he rose from the dead. So it's no big deal for angels to eat and to drink. There's many examples that I could cite just from my memory bank in the Bible that we won't have time to cover, because we're going to cover this tonight as quickly as we can to get as much of the context into you. And notice this. This is in Judges chapter 2, verse 4, when Gideon was hid threshing wheat, that the angel went up from Gilgal. Now, where's Gilgal? That's the place that Jacob was at the sacred circle where Yahweh descended and his angels, and Jacob entertained them there. And here the angel went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you up out of Egypt. Same one now. Here he is from Gilgal. Now, you know where Gilgal is. It's in northern Galilee. It's where that the Israelites kept the first Passover when they entered into the Promised Land. No, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, at Gilgal, where they placed 12 stones in a perfect circle. The word Gilgal means circle. So this circle was a holy place. And here we find in Judges chapter 2, verse 1, that the angel of Yahweh went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land that I swore unto your forefathers. I said, I will never, never, never break my covenant with you. Here is the angel of Yahweh. Because Yahweh could swear by no greater. Here the angel swear by Yahweh. But because that Yahweh himself could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. And that covenant was that he would put his Spirit in you. You would be his sons and his daughters. And that you would bear witness with him. And that he's going to come back in the last days after Satan and his angels are residing upon planet Earth. Now, let me show you something here that will actually frighten you if you understand the sequence of events and the chronology of time. Satan is about to appear upon planet Earth in bodily form. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, Satan is a little old misty spirit, and he's just an evil one, and you never can see Satan. And if he appeared, he would appear in the form of a man. Well, that ain't what the Bible says. It says that he will sit as God. It means that people who are expecting the rapture And ladies and gentlemen, the Christian church is teaching this false doctrine that the church is going to be raptured out before the tribulation. And that's not true. Elijah went through the tribulation. Noah went through the tribulation. The daughters of Lot and Lot himself went through the tribulation, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot and his daughters. As it was in the days of Noah, when these angelic beings were marrying the daughters of men. This is what provoked Yahweh's anger against man, and he brought the flood in to destroy the sons of Adam, the disobedient. And I told you in part 3 that he went and preached. That's why he came to die. You want to know why he died? He preached both to the living and the dead. He said, well, I didn't know the dead was living. Well, the Bible says that Yahweh went down in spirit and preached to the souls that were disobedient in the days of Noah, who were bound in a prison. So you see, Satan is very crafty, and he is very elusive. But Yahweh, Yeshua, came out of death, hell, and the grave, the victorious one. He came out with the keys to hell and death. Now, to use that key, you must apply to your faith and obey what he said to do, which is to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your tradition, things that you believe to be true. Maybe you believed in the rapture. Maybe you thought you was going to be raptured out and you was going to fly away on the clouds. And you were going to rest in heaven floating around on a cloud, stroking your proverbial heart. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not so. You're a soldier. A soldier is made to fight. And we know that the camp of the saints will be here. And Satan will have the camp of the saints. That's the ones who know Yahweh. That's who Satan is going to make war with. War. Angelic warfare of literal beings in flesh and blood bodies here upon the earth. Now, the only difference, these angels are old beings from going back before the flood. They're very wise. Satan is going to come in and present himself as Jesus Christ. And the Christian world, along with the Jews that I told you about, and the people of Islam, are going to see these great feats that he does. He's going to be able to bring fire down from heaven. He's going to be able to kill you if you resist him. He's going to be able to put you in jail. He'll have total rule. Or he'll be able to empty the hospitals out and all of the sick people will walk away. Now that's miracles and signs. And wonders shall he perform till the people will say, well, we knew you were coming, Lord Jesus. We knew that your time was nigh. And so here you are now, so we must build you a temple. Well, isn't that the way that man has got it figured out, and the theologians and the evangelists are predicting that a third temple will be built in Jerusalem and that the Messiah will return as the Christian Messiah, Jesus, and the long-looked-for Messiah of the Jews, and the Muslims will have to surrender to this great power. And the Bible said, whosoever was not written in the Lamb's book of life, that they received the mark of deception in their forehead. That's their understanding, was deceived. They were deceived by the deceiver, the same one that deceived Eve. The same one that's literally deceived literally millions, if not billions and billions of people up on the earth, where that he is going to come to the temple, and he's going to sit in the temple, and he's going to show himself that he is God. Now notice this. Judges chapter 13, verse 16. And the angel of Yahweh said, after Manoah said to the angel. Now, Manoah was the father of Samson. And the angel had come and appeared to the woman that was in the field, chopping her corn. And they appeared, the angel did, to her and then to the man. And Manoah said to the angel of Yahweh, we would like for you to stay with us until we prepare you a young goat for you to eat. Now listen to what the angel said. And the angel of Yahweh replied, even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. Not that he couldn't, because we have other examples where they did. But if you, listen to what he said, but if you prepare me a burnt offering, I will offer it to Yahweh. And Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of Yahweh. See, at this time his eyes were still blind. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of Yahweh and said, what is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true? In other words, tell us who you are so that we can give you honor if whatever you say is going to come to pass. Because what he told them was that they were going to have a son, and they were going to name him Samson, and he was going to be a Nazarite, and he was never going to drink wine, and he was never going to cut his hair. He was going to be have a Nazarite vow upon him. And so Manoah is testing this angel. Then that happened. And we know that the angel descended down in the presence after the fire was built and the sacrifice laid on the fire. The angel stepped upon the sacrifice and went up in the blaze of fire and disappeared out of their sight. And then Manoah knew that he had been in the presence of an angel. I recall a prophet in the 50s that was a great man. His name was William Branham. And he was seeking the Lord in those days. This was the 30s. And he was so driven and so restless that he went out to a cabin in the woods and told his wife that he wouldn't return unless the Lord spoke to him. Well, about 3 days in the cabin of fasting and praying, Mr. Branham told this wonderful story. And I do believe he was called, and I do believe he had the power. But we can all get out of line. And I believe Mr. Branham got out of line and got into areas of teaching that he was not commissioned to do. He had a gift of healing to bring to the people for a sign. And the angel came down through the ceiling of the little cabin in a flame of fire. Mr. Branham said he beheld the angel as he came down into the little common cabin sitting out in the woods. Nobody there but Mr. Branham and the angel. And the angel told him that he was going to receive the gift of healing that he would take to the people. And Mr. Branham, after his ministry began to grow, he started scheduling meetings in places he shouldn't have scheduled them. There was his aides or his handlers. It got so big for Mr. Branham. He was just a plain man. And they scheduled him a meeting in Africa. And this Holy Spirit told him not to go. And he went anyway, and he lost his voice, and eventually he lost his life over disobedience to this. And he acknowledged that he was chastised for not obeying Yahweh and His laws. 2 Samuel, in chapter 24, verse 16, as I hurry along, because my time, oh my, it's getting away here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to wrap this up tonight. I'm not going to have time to even cover one-third of our series on the Watchers from Heaven. I'll cover part two, maybe Wednesday night. Now, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call live tonight. We're here on Monday the 9th. Well, let's make that the 16th. Let's see what is the date here. It's the 9th, I'm right. March the 9th. We're here on March the 9th. And we are live, and we're on WWRB 3.185, and we will do our second radio program Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you'll get part two of The Watchers as I will continue on Wednesday night of part two. You don't want to miss this. And I'll do a three-part series in it. I'll be back next Monday night, Yahweh willing, with the concluding of The Watchers from Heaven. And I'll show you experiences that man has had with angelic beings and even Yahweh Himself. You're going to be amazed. Yahweh Himself can come down in a flesh body. He can eat and drink with you. This is before He was ever born of a woman. Prior to that, Yahweh had the ability to come and change into a dimensional form and eat and drink with His servants upon the earth. It's amazing what Yahweh can do. It's amazing what Yahweh has done. Now, let me show you tonight how you can have this series. If you would like it, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, in Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight. I'd like to talk to you about this. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Dave, the program manager at WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel around the world. If you're listening to us tonight on your computer downloads, and you're transmitting and rebroadcasting on your microwave stations, which we have a lot of micro rebroadcasters that pick us up live and rebroadcast around the nation. And if you would like information on how to do this, I have a friend that builds radio stations and can set up microwave stations for you if you'd like to inquire how to do this. Now, these are low-powered micros. They can broadcast to your whole city. If you have a channel available for you, they can broadcast to the whole city. Now, I have a couple of friends that do this, and they would be willing to help you and to tell you what you need, or they would actually be willing to come and put them up for you for a little of pay to help you to do this. And we could offer that for you. If you'd like to be interested in putting up a micro radio rebroadcast station, that's very important, because these are the mules, if you will, of communication. They carry the gospel into the little hamlets. They go where even shortwave can't go at times. And they micro rebroadcast. And tonight, we are broadcasting live through the facilities of WWRB 3.185,
live tonight on the internet, and we hope we're coming in clear. If you will, give me a radio check and tell us how that we're coming in on the radio, how that we can help you to get our signal better. That's what we're here for. And WWRB and the staff are working hard and spending a lot of time and money of trying to improve their telecasting abilities just for you. That's how much they love you. And it's a labor of love for those who are preaching the gospel on WWRB and the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy and Pastor Buddy's followers and listeners around the world. We have listeners in Germany. We have listeners in Spain. We have listeners in Portugal. We have listeners in France. And all around in Ireland and London, we've got letters from all around the world of people listening to the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. We got a message for you, ladies and gentlemen. We want to tell you what's coming up in the last days. Now, my time is quickly running out here, and I've got to get off to make room for the next broadcaster. But it's been a joy to be with you. I'll see you Wednesday night on WWRB 3.185 at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'd be 9 Central. And we'll see you with a part two of The Watchers from Heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you and we appreciate you. And we know that the time for Yahweh to come back is very soon. We know that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into Him and are saved. He has chariots by the thousands. Ladies and gentlemen, one angel can kill 185,000 in one night. And you're worried about who holds the world in the palm of your hand? Are you really concerned about you being on the right side? You know what? A lot of people are in fear of what's going to happen. Don't fear. Have faith in Yahweh. He's going to stand for us. He laid down His life for you, and He cares for you. Why don't you commit to Him tonight? If you're listening to Pastor Buddy, and you'd like to get salvation through the name of Yahweh, just write or call me, and I'll send you the information how that you can get into the kingdom, how that you can gain the vision to see these angels who are messengers of Yahweh. Yahweh bless you. See you Wednesday night.